Hello, everyone. My name is Kyle Bond, and thank you for joining me here where we will talk about bright things, really bright things, like stars. In fact, today's topic is on the birth of stars. Stars? Now, those are bright. These things come from explosions.
Big explosions.
You thought your grandma's house was cool from that time that you watched the documentary on the nuclear bomb? Well, you're in for a treat. Supersonic winds that travel faster than the speed of sound is just one way for star formation. This happens in spiral arms. Spiral arms are locations where matter piles up temporarily as it orbits the center of the galaxy. We talk about bright, but how about fast? These things travel faster than the speed of sound. That's right, they're literally supersonic. This produces a shock wave that then compresses gas when passing through, it stimulating the birth of many stars. What about those molecular clouds? We talked about bright, but what about dark? Why dark, you ask? Well, one cool thing about star formation is the paradox of dark nebulae. Dark nebulae, literally, are dark. They do not emit visible light. This is an incubator, a catalyst, if you will, for where star birth can begin. Here is formed carbon monoxide, and astronomers know that when they detect strong emission from CO, that molecular hydrogen gas must be abundant, and astronomers now estimate that our galaxy contains about 5,000 of these enormous clouds. These clouds are often associated with star formation because they line our galaxy's spiral arms and are strung along the spiral arms like beads on a string. And these things are big, like 50 to 300 light years in an average diameter range. I know what you're thinking. We still haven't talked about the explosion. Well, other than the spiral arm and the supersonic, there is, drumroll, supernovae. Boom, bang, kapow, pow, pow. This is probably the most dramatic of all causes of star formation, because who doesn't like to talk about explosions? Besides, who doesn't like to talk about explosions? Like that time that you and your buddy took your mom's can of hairspray and a lighter, or that time that you threw the D battery into the campfire, or that time when you put the cat in the microwave, or that time when, well, you get the picture, supernovae trump them all. These things are awesome. When a star collapses suddenly, releasing vast quantities of particles and energy, it blows the star apart. The star's outer layers are blasted into space at speeds of several thousand kilometers per second. And you thought that you were fast drag racing down Main Street in Ephraim. Maybe if that stoplight weren't there, buddy. These explosions are more than just a cool topic to talk about. It is what becomes the nurseries for our stars. Thanks for joining me, and until next time, when we talk about even brighter things like newly polished clown shoes. This is Kyle Bond signing out. And that was Incubus, Battlestar Galactica from their Make Yourself CD. Thank you and happy star watching.